Good morning, brothers and sisters. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Tune in live with me by calling 323-870-4180. Well, our topic for today is five reasons you must create me time in 2018. Five reasons you must create me time in 2018. And we are coming from the foundational scripture of Habakkuk 2, 1 through 4. But I have quite a few other scriptures to give to you today. So buckle up and get ready. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you that if you miss this powerful Morning Motivation Live, you can hear it anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website, feeldefire.com, or by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams. That's R-A-W-S-I. You can also learn more about me, contact me, see my itinerary, or hear any of the Morning Motivation Podcast you've missed this entire year. Everything you need on the website at feeldefire.com. That is FEELDFIRE.com. Well, I am in the book of Habakkuk. You should have your word by now. 2:1-4. Reading KJV. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak, and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. As you know, the last 100 days of this year have been part of our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge, wherein we've been counting down 2017 to usher in our bountiful and fruitful 2018 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter. To do this, I've had you working on drafting your vision statement pursuant to Habakkuk 2, 1 through 4 during the last 2 weeks of this year, and I've taught you those five components which must be included. And today we are dealing with the last component, which is health and wellness. On yesterday, I dealt with part one of the health and wellness area, and on today I'm going to deal with part two, which will be five reasons that you must create me time or time for yourself in 2018 so that you have health and recreation throughout your year. Number one, the impact of some people and situations on your life is so needy that it pulls the very essence out of you just to deal with them. The impact of some people and situations on your life is so needy that it pulls the very essence or virtue out of you just to deal with them, to speak with them, to be in their presence. I'm in the book of Luke chapter 8, verses 45 through 46. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throngs thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. Now, many of you know this scripture well. This is the scripture of the lady who had the issue of blood for 12 long years. And when she touched the hem of the garment of Jesus, although other people had been touching him and bumping all up against him, this touch turned him around. Why? Because it pulled something out of him. See, this is why you must establish time for yourself, for me time in 2018, because you have some people who, when they touch you, when they do things, when they say things, when they need something, it pulls the very essence out of you because they've been carrying their situations around for so long that in order to be able to deal with them, it takes something significant out of you. For example, sometimes you may be trying to help someone. You know, I had a situation this week where I was going out of my way to try to help someone do something that person needed to get done. And then I found myself having to run behind the person just to set up, finalize the time for me to come out and provide the help. And on yesterday or on Tuesday night, I finally said to myself, why am I doing this? I'm trying to help this person for free, and then I got to go out to the person to help the person, which is almost a 30-40 minute drive, and then I got to put aside my time to help the person, and then I have my own work to do, my own law office work and appointments for the following day, which would be today, and I'm having to run behind and call the person multiple times to help that person. See, it took the virtue out of me. It sapped positive energy out of me because I'm doing all of this to try to help someone else. And so finally, after the last time calling the person four times on Tuesday to try to just get the time that the person wanted me to come out on Wednesday, I just made the decision, I'm not going to bother about this anymore. Why am I putting forth all of this effort to help someone else who is being inconsiderate of my time? That's one of the reasons you have to create me time, because it helps you to set the boundaries so that you no longer allow that negative impact of people who will pull the very virtue out of you to their own benefit. I got to speed it up. I know this is good. Number two, because even when you try to walk away, your enemies will follow you and or lie in wait for you. So you need the strength to have to deal with them. In the book of Luke, chapter 8, verses 22 through 24 and 26 through 28 and 30, I don't have time to read this. We see the story where Jesus tells the disciples, let's go over to the other side, because Jesus has been working and healing. And sometimes you just got to get your crew right and you just got to go over and you got to rest. So Jesus says, let's go over to the other side. And while they are en route to the other side on the boat, then all of a sudden a storm comes. And Jesus is asleep. And the disciples come in and they awaken him. What is going on? Why? What's going to happen, Lord? Do you not care that we perish? You see, Jesus fell asleep. Why? Because he was tired. But even when you're tired, even when you try to walk away, even when you need that rejuvenation, the world doesn't stop spinning. Life doesn't stop happening. Catastrophes don't stop coming to your door. Situations with your spouse, your children, your church, your job, somebody cheating, somebody abusing, someone spending the money. Kids need this, family needs that, folks needing you. It just doesn't stop. It follows you even when you try to walk away. So the Lord had to awaken and calm the storm. And then in verse 26, once they had arrived at the other side, then a demon-possessed man comes out of the tombs and he comes up to Jesus and he says, you know, what are you doing here? What have I to do with you, Jesus? And Jesus asked him his name and he said, my name is Legion, because we are many, many devils. Even when you try to walk away, the devil keeps sending. attack after attack. I know this is touching you, but I don't have but 15 minutes. I got to wrap it up. So that's why you got to create me time, because you need the strength to cast out the demons. You need the strength to calm the storm. You need the strength to even awaken from sleep at a moment's notice and be able to speak to the situation and bring order. Hallelujah. Number three, so that your discernment functions at such optimal level to promptly even distinguish when your friend becomes your foe. So that your discernment functions at such optimal level to promptly, expeditiously, right now, ASAP, distinguish even when your friend or family becomes your foe. I'm in the book of Matthew now, chapter 16, verse 23. But he turned, meaning Jesus, and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Peter is one of his chosen apostles. Peter is one who has been there with the Lord, fighting and believing. But in that very moment, Peter was being used by the devil, and Jesus turned and said unto him, get thou behind me, Satan. See, he wasn't calling Peter Satan, but he understood that at that moment, Satan was using him. And this is why you must take me time, so that you will be able to distinguish when Satan has entered the midst of the conversation, the midst of your marriage, the midst of your friendships, the midst of your job, even the midst of yourself. You'll be able to even speak to yourself and say, wait a minute, Rossi. Because this is really how I talk to myself, y'all. Get behind me, Satan. The things you're thinking, the things you're saying, what's going on in your mind to resolve this situation is not of God. Get behind me, Satan. But see, that requires me time, relaxation, rejuvenation, time with the Lord in fasting and prayer, time with the Lord in reading his word, time with the Lord, hallelujah, in attending church, giving and tithing. This is why me time is necessary. So that you know when Satan has come in the midst. And not only will you know, but you deal with him appropriately. You see, Jesus didn't beat Peter up. He didn't tell his posse to jump on Peter and give him a beat down. He just spoke the word and removed Satan out of the midst. You see, sometimes when we are so overwhelmed, when we have too many irons in the fire, we can't respond the way we should godly. And that doesn't mean being a doormat. As you see, Jesus was not a doormat here. He dealt with Satan, but we can't respond the way we should because we are just overwhelmed. We're tired. That makes us short-circuited. You know, it makes us very quick to be offended. This is when you see situations where people shoot up schools, they shoot up their jobs, they kill themselves and their family members. They get to fighting. They want to be on Worldstar, TMZ, all of this stuff fighting. Why? Because they didn't have enough me time to be in the right place to deal with Satan appropriately. Number four, because I'm running out of time. Because it will position you in the right mindset, the right place, and the right spirit, hallelujah, to be able to move and do what God has for you to do for others. Matthew 26 and 39, going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed. This is the NIV. My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. This is Jesus praying to the Lord when he's about to go to his death. And he says, Lord, if it be possible, because I know what you're doing is you're having me to die so that others may live and others may be saved. If there's another way to accomplish this, Father, let this cup pass from me. Let me not have to go through this. But Father, if there's no other way for my family to be saved, if there's no other way to bring peace in my home, if there's no other way for me to be able to be used by you to bless others, if there's no other way for me to expand the kingdom of God, then I have to go through this trial, this journey, let it be done. But see, you can't pray like that if you're not in the right mindset, in the right spirit, if you're not positioned appropriately. You can't intercede for others to your own sacrifice and detriment. You can't get up out of the bed at 2 or 3 in the morning and begin to intercede and tear down strongholds if you're so tired from doing for everyone else all day long that when God says get up at 3, you say, Lord, I can't because I got to get up at 5 to go to work. This is why you need me time, because there are others who are depending on you. But unless you're in that right place, you can't even intercede for them. You can't pray for them. You can't be the example. You can't give to them the way that you need to. Ooh, I got to wrap it up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Number 5, the last one. So that you are rightly positioned to run forward with the vision that God has given you for 2018. And that takes us back to the foundational scripture of Habakkuk 2:1-4. God told him to write the vision for a reason. Make it plain for a reason. So that you can run with it. Not run backward and stumble and fall. Not be stagnant, but run forward with it. Forward into blessing. Forward into victory. Forward into joy. Forward into great health. Forward into great marriage. Forward into great relationships. Forward into prosperity. So that the hands, everything you put your hands to is blessed. Everything that your children put their hands to is blessed. And that your blessings, they run down generation after generation after generation. You establish financial legacy, generational wealth for your seed. You establish peace in your family. You establish blessings in your household. You establish productivity on your job. Everywhere you go, people love to see you coming, even if you come with a word of chastisement, because they know that you bring life. They know that you have good intentions. They know that joy and redemption comes with you. They know that deliverance comes in the building. Hallelujah. You know, we got to end, but I'm going to give you this quick example. Many of you know that there was this little 4-part series for Escape. On, you know, Escape, the group that used to be together in the 90s, and now they're coming back, and they were at odds about all of these things that had happened, and, you know, with Candy Burris and one of the group members who had lied on her many years ago and said she slept with many people, and then coming back together, they had never really dealt with this issue, and it was overclouding their reunion. Well, the very first place that they went on tour was in Detroit, and there's a song that they sing that is written by the Clark sisters. Is my living in vain? And if you haven't seen it, go YouTube this, and you're going to be just astounded at this anointing. So what they did in homage to the Clark sisters is they contacted that powerful woman of God, Karen Clark Sheard, who was the wife of Bishop Sheard, and had her come out, and it was a surprise to the audience. So first they started singing, Is My Living in Vain? And right at the end, the announcer announces, everybody get on your feet for Miss Karen Clark Sheard. And when Karen came out, you know, she's dressed and she's ready. And she had them where they had their robe on. And I loved it, their choir robe on. Because even though they've been singing all kind of songs that rest of that concert, they knew now it was time for the presence of God to come in. So they covered themselves. And I shouldn't say she had them do that. They had it on, and they probably did that of their own accord. And so when they're singing this, Karen comes out and she starts singing, Is My Living in Vain? And the anointing was so high that people all over the concert, they started panning the audience with the cameras. You know, people are praising God and filming this, and the anointing is so high, and Karen wasn't on the stage more than a good 3 to 5 minutes. And while she's singing, she's also ministering to them. And when she walks off the stage, the anointing is so high that the other ladies walk off, but the one who had talked negatively and spread the lies on Candy, who also subsequently had gone into ministry, and they all started out in the church, in case you didn't know, singing together in the choir, she all of a sudden starts running across the stage, and she starts exhorting, and she starts praising God. And it's awesome because just a few songs ago, they were singing other kind of songs, and you didn't even know she had that type of anointing on her life. And she's praising God, and she said, wait, 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 the Spirit is in here, and I got to praise God, hallelujah. And then she says, Candy, come back out here. And Candy comes back out not knowing what the young lady is going to say. I'm talking to you about what me time does and how it positions you to go forward in your vision. So give me just 2 more minutes, and then I'm going to pray, and we're going to give you your task. And so the girl begins to hug Candy. And she's walking around the stage with Candy, and nobody knows what she's going to say. And she says to Candy, you know, sometimes a person has to humble themselves, but she's preaching it. I mean, and the audience is on their feet. And sometimes you have to be willing to apologize, because she had already apologized to Candy once. But Candy perceived that apology to just be because the woman wanted to get Candy to sign up for the tour. But this time the anointing is in the place. And the lady says, sometimes you got to apologize. So then she stops hugging Candy, and she lets Candy stand in the middle of the stage. And in front of everybody, she says, I know I did you wrong, and I hurt you. But I thank God for you forgiving me. Oh, hallelujah. And the anointing touches Candy, and Candy grabs a handkerchief and starts to cry. And people are so moved. Then the lady says to the other members of Escape, come back out here. We can't just give God 1% of our concert. And they start singing, give me a clean heart. I got to end, but I'm trying to show you what establishing me time will do for you and for the people around you and the people in your life and what it will do for those who are in sin, including you and me. It will cause the devil to have to flee. It will change hearts and lives. And it will cause your situation to turn around. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We praise you this morning. We glorify your name, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us to understand the significance of creating time for ourselves in 2018 so that we are able, Lord God, to deal with the people who are sapping the virtue out of us, so that we are able to have the strength to deal with the enemy who follows us or lies in wait of us even when we've tried to walk away, so that our discernment promptly distinguishes when Satan comes into the midst via friends or family and changes them into foe, and so that we can deal with it appropriately so that we are rightly positioned to be able to bring in an anointing that changes the atmosphere so that others who are depending on us to intercede, to give and pray can receive their deliverance, so that we are rightly positioned to run forward, run forward, run forward into victory with the vision that you have given us. Father, hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand that we must be able to take care of ourselves, that we cannot be any good to others when we can't even consistently be good to ourselves because we're jaded and disgruntled and bitter. We have too many irons in the fire. We don't have our priorities right. We're not setting the right boundaries so that we don't come in and just waste away due to dehydration and emaciation and lack of nourishment and nurturing to our own souls, lives, and those we love while we've been watering everybody else's garden of life. Help us to establish me time, understanding that that is not selfish, but it is necessary so that we can pipeline the gospel and expand your kingdom day after day. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening now and those who will listen later today, that the things they've laid before you, and even themselves and even myself, that we will see them come to pass. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise the Lord. I know I went over. I must give you the altar call, then I will give you your task. Just come on and praise the Lord. Stay with me. I want you to say, I will make time for me. Say it again. I will make time for me. Say, I will enjoy my health and recreation in 2018. I will enjoy my health and recreation in 2018. If you are not saved or if you are backslidden, I invite you into the family of our Lord. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I ask that you create, I repent. And I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, I welcome you to the family of the Lord. Make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church. You're going to Sunday school. You're going to Bible study. And all of you, make sure you tune in live to Morning Motivation at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. on my website, fieldfire.com, or by following me on Facebook. Fieldfire.com is FeeldFire. .com and Facebook is at Rossi Williams, RAWSI. Okay, our fired up, wasn't this something for you today? Make sure you don't miss tomorrow. Our fired up topic for today, and I apologize for going over. I'm really going to have this in check by next year, okay? I'm going to be finished within the 15 minutes. It's five reasons you must create me time in 2018. Your task for today, which you're supposed to be writing down, on page one of the papers I told you to download or print off my website from the Morning Motivation page, your task for today is to write down at least five things you want to accomplish in 2018. It can't be dealing with your career, your money, your family. We've already dealt with those areas. This is only in health and recreation. So one of them should include making sure you get all of your health appointments done, right? Your annual physical, mammogram, pap smear, colonoscopy, your checkups if you have hypertension, diabetes, heart conditions, whatever else you have going on, that you're going to get that done. And then write down some things you want to do. Do you want to go see to Broadway? Would you like to take a trip out of the country? You want to take a cruise? You want to do something very, you know, go somewhere with your family? You want to take a road trip with your girls or with your boys? But at least five things, and health has to be included in those. And remember, next week, we are going to put together our New Year's resolution. So make sure you have all of your family and friends tuned in next week. All right, I'll see you in the morning. I love you. Your change is gonna come.
The river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time
coming,
but I know I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time
coming,
but I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. And then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. And to my Father. And I said, Father, I'm down, down on my knees.
Let me tell you something. You better make time for you in 2018. You'll do so much for others. You'll be sick at home or dead and gone, and they'll still be alive. Make time for you. Go to feeldefire.com. See you in the morning.